We talk a little baseball here. Opening the season this week is St. Edmund, and their head coach is in the house this morning, and the man that I'd have to check the records, but I believe holds the overall record for appearances on this show is Coach Mike Zalot. Coach, good to see you this morning. Good to have you back.
Oh, it's always fun to be here. It's fun to be here without masks, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You know, when I grew up in a household full of people that are pursuing, you know, the medical profession. My wife's a nurse. My son starts med school in July. I got another son who wants to be a physical physician's assistant, and then another one wants to be a doctor. So we take it pretty serious around our house, and but it's good to be back to normal.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's great to be back and to have some of the restrictions eased. And, you know, last year we had so much to work around, and now that's starting to lessen a little bit. Of course, we still want to be vigilant and that kind of thing, but it is good to have some of that weight lifted off. And speaking of COVID restrictions, and we're going to talk about this, too, later with Doug Gall from Manson Northwest Webster, because they went through it in baseball last year, but as did you, COVID-19 really derailed what you guys were doing last year. You had a lot of momentum going in, and then you hit a two-week slump there where you had to take off for COVID, and that kind of really disrupted the momentum of the season you had last year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're not going to make excuses, obviously, because, like you said, Manson and some other schools went through it, and just blessed that both of our schools were able to be cleared, I think, the day of our first district game. So, you know, but the kids, I think, did some stuff on their own during that 14-day period. And, yeah, so it was a situation that we had to deal with. And, of course, we were always going to err on the side of caution. And, you know, but we continue to do that to this day. And we got to play some baseball. So,
yeah.
You know, you're talking about track right now. They didn't get their season last year. So at least we got to play some baseball. And we tried to put that perspective on it, you know. Clearly we wanted to go further into the postseason than what we did. We felt like we could. And I don't know if having those 14 days off or not hurt us, but at least we got to play some baseball.
Yeah, and your second round, you won your first round game, and your second round draw was a tough draw with a good Ogden team on the road there in a game that I actually had. We had on Sunday 99.7, and it was one where you were competitive. It was just kind of one of those deals where they were able to score some runs. You guys weren't, you know,
right.
And that's pretty much what that was. You look at your season last year, you finish a game over 500 despite the COVID issues that you had. You had a hot start last year, 3-0. You've got a lot of that back, especially when you talk about pitching, when you talk about Colossia and Scott and Heldorfer. You know, you've got to feel good, I think, about where you come in, at least with your pitching staff.
100%. We got all our pitching back, really. Noah ate up some innings for us last year, Noah Carlson. But beyond that, yeah, we you know, right now we got our top four pitchers back, and our younger guys are looking pretty good right now. And so we know that that's our depth. In fact, Coach Hansen and my assistant, Drew Hansen, we were talking about that just last night, that, you know, obviously losing Cale and Peyton after this year is going to be a huge, huge drop. There's no doubt about it. But we've got some younger arms that we're really confident that the future is still going to be pretty bright in the pitching department. And but you hit the nail on the head. We got to hit the ball. We got to put the ball in play, and then we got to field it. You know, I've talked to the boys a little bit about this, but we got beat, I think, down at Ogden defensively. You know, we botched a couple plays, and I said, you know, if we want to go deeper, we got to clean that up, you know. And so I don't think that, you know, we can live with physical errors. There's no doubt about it. You just don't want to create the mental errors, but the physical errors hurt us in that game, and we just got to clean that up, I think.
Yeah, and I think also if you're able to string together some hits and put a couple on the board, that kind of changes the dichotomy a little bit of the game possibly as well. They're not in control of the game like they were kind of late with that four-run lead.
Right.
You know, you come in this year having lost Jed Tracy and Noah Carlson. I know Jed Tracy was a big part of what you did offensively last year. And you had some guys who were coming around maybe late and guys that maybe started slow from the plate. How do you change that? What do you look at here? What's the outlook offensively for you?
A lot of praying, first of all. But I mean that sincerely because I don't know what really has happened. I know what's happened. I just can't explain what's happened. But so my first year as the head coach, Jake Zalat put over 100 points over his batting average from his junior year. My second year, Jack McAvoy, a senior, did the same thing. Last year, Jed did it. So we've got a senior for some reason the last 3 years that really the light bulb goes off. I'm not sure what it is, but so I'm looking to see which senior this year is going to do that. And since we got, you know, this is our largest senior group we've had, so but six of them, you know, maybe we can get a couple guys to do that. So I'd have to say maybe just a year of maturity, a year. Some of these guys have been in a weight room for a year. They're stronger. There's no doubt about that. We've got several guys that really have taken the weight room very seriously, and that's exciting to see. And I see the ball jump off their bat more. There's no doubt about it. And that in playing, I don't like small ball, the term. I think everything is big. You know, I don't like, well, we got to do the little things. Everything's a thing, and everything's a big thing. And so every play is important. It's not the plays at the end of the game. The ones in the middle and the beginning are just as important. So, you know, we've got to be able to move runners along, and we got to be able to we got some kids that can really pop the ball. I'm not a big launch angle guy, but we got some guys that can put the ball in the air. But, you know, when there's a guy on third and less than 2 outs, that's the time to do that, right? But with 2 outs, that's not the time to do that. So we got to have some guys that get, you know, we got to be more focused on line drives, I think, as opposed to the launch angle thing. I personally think it's hurting baseball. I saw a major league stat that 10 highest strikeout rate years are the last 10 years, and they go in descending order. I mean, last year was the worst, and it just goes down. And, you know, maybe their statistics tell us that they need to put the ball in the air. But at the high school level, my stats tell me we got to put the ball on the ground. I mean, first of all, our playing surfaces aren't as good as the professionals are used to. The quality of our fielders are not the same. And so, you know, if you put the ball on the ground, they got to stop the ball, they got to throw the ball, they got to catch the ball on the other end. I mean, that's three things. Hit it in the air, you just got to catch it.
Yeah.
Jeff Anlecker, I remember when he coaches football at St. Ed's, you know, I said, why don't you throw more often? He goes, well, running, I mean, the only thing I got to worry about is a fumble pass. I got to worry about the throw, the catch, you know, and that made a lot of sense. And, I, you know, I've kind of adapted that to baseball. So, we just got to put the ball in play more, I think.
Yeah, my old high school football coach used to say when you threw the ball, three things could happen. Two of them were bad.
Right, that's what Jeff told me.
Same philosophy there. And I think you're on to something there. Coach Mike Zalat is my guest, St. Edmund Baseball. I do think you're on to something when you talk about the major league game, because you look around the major leagues, but six no-hitters already, and we're not even a Memorial Day. The record is 8 from 1884. I heard that yesterday. And so that would tell me that it's feast or famine, the way that hitting is kind of done in that level. So I do think you're on to something there. That's a discussion definitely for another day there. You open the season this week. You've had a few weeks to practice, but you have had some guys that have been with your track team there at St. Edmund, too. So have you had your full complement of players at practice yet?
Maybe a couple. I'm not sure. We also have Devin Wirtz and Peyton Scott. Their team qualified for the state golf tournament, which is next Thursday and Friday.
That is right. Yeah,
they're going to miss the first two games, but not good for those guys. But in their two returning starters, that are three track guys, Drew Zalat, Kale Calathea, and Grant Heldorfer, all are returning starters. We have five returning starters that we have seen very little of, but that's okay. I mean, I want that. I want our kids involved in other things. I mean, one of them is my son, Drew. Drew got to run in the 4x8. You know, I got to be a dad for once, which was awesome, to be up in the stands, and you're just as nervous. There's no doubt about it, but it's a different thing. And so, we want our kids involved. We want this problem, and we'll take it every year. If it means our kids are having success in other areas, and then we've got to you know, maybe be behind a little bit this time of year, I'll take it every year, every single time. You know, we got to share our kids at a school our size, and like I said, we don't want anything but our kids involved and having success in other areas. And if we don't start off all that well, that's fine. But we got younger guys that are ready to step up. That's the other thing. And we've got a couple young guys that have really put some time in the off season, and it's starting to show. And they're going to get a chance. And when those guys come back, they're all going to get their chance as well. And it's just going to make us a better, deeper team, I think, down the road. And, you know, maybe in the postseason we can get that timely hit because we can pull a guy off the bench because they've had some experiences. So, I think it's just in our particular situation, I look at it as a positive. I look at it as a way of making us deeper and better.
Yeah, and that's a good point to that, too. You'll get a chance to get some reps for some younger guys early in the season, develop them. And really it's about, you know, being ready in July more than it's about being ready in late May. So that's going to be a big part of it for you. You did mention, I do want to shout that out, St. Edmund Boys Golf qualified for state, winning the district title yesterday. Had that in my notes and didn't get to that in the opener there, but we do want to shout them out too, so congratulations to them. Best of luck at state. Mike Zalot is my guest. He's the head baseball coach at St. Edmund. Coach, coming off that 5-4 year, you had some momentum earlier in that season last year. You know, there was a lot of buzz surrounding what you guys were doing. What do you have to do to kind of build off of that and to have an even better season this year?
No, I think we just got to look at those experiences and try to learn from. Like I said, I just don't think we played very well defensively against Ogden, and we certainly didn't hit the ball either. So those are the two areas. Pitching, we know, is our strength, but we can't rely on that. You know, I mean, you still have to score. I mean, even if you hold them scoreless, you still got to get across the plate once. So we just got to do a better job of
maybe manufacturing some runs, getting some guys on.
That has a lot to do with it. There's no doubt, but you know, I think we got to have a. We've talked about it already. We got to get tougher. I mean, we really do. We got to get tougher. We got great kids. They're phenomenal kids. I told them, hey, the way you behave in school and everything, I love it. I love having you guys in the classroom. I don't have any problems with you discipline wise. But then when you get out here, we got to get a little bit tougher. You know, we got to knock balls down. We got to make sure we take care of the ball, and it's got to become important to us. You know. Last year we had a little catchphrase that I stole from the University of Alabama softball coach Pat Murphy. It's fun watching his teams play, by the way. I've seen them play.
Yeah, they're really good, too.
Yeah, and he's an Iowa native. He spoke at the coaches' clinic a couple years ago. I think probably every coach that walked out of there said, hey, I'm using that term mudita, and it's a term that means truly taking pleasure in other people's successes. And that was our little mantra last year, and you know, building off that a little bit, I was thinking about one for this year, and you know, I'm looking up quotes and things that get on the internet and things like that, and then it just hit me that if you embrace that mudita philosophy and you are very happy about seeing other people succeed, even if it's the guy that beat you out of your position, if you really embrace that, aren't we talking about a great team atmosphere? And so our simple thing is when we break our huddle this year, we're just doing it with the word team, and we've got to have the mindset that this is not about me. And I don't think we really have kids that are selfish, but I think we just got to take our roles more seriously and what it's going to take to get the team to win. You know, understanding the game, I guess, really is what it comes down to, and having a baseball acumen and understanding that, hey, if I do hit behind a runner, he's at second base with no outs. If I get the ball, if I get a ground out at second, that's not a bad thing. I move the runner over, and that's a productive out.
Sure.
So maybe that's it, productive out. Maybe that's something I got to preach a little bit more, is use that terminology. But we got to be better at that.
For sure. Coach Mike Zalot has been my guest. St. Edmund Baseball, they open on Thursday night. Take it on Manson Northwest Webster on the road. You can hear that game. Brian Peters will have the call for you on Thursday night right here on Sunday 99.7, YourFortDodge.com. Coach, I appreciate the time. We certainly will be looking to have you, you know, throughout the season, and looking forward for that. And we'll see how you start out here. Best of luck as you open the season here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always great to talk about St. Edmund sports. And thanks for all your support throughout the year and all the different things that you guys cover. And, you know, this is, I guess, my way, I think, of giving it back to the kids and talking about the kids. You know, they put a lot of work and effort into right. to you know, do what we ask and stuff. So this is a great opportunity to let them shine a little bit and give back to them for everything they do for us. So
absolutely, and that's what the goal always is.